Shalom to all, and welcome back to the Quick Parsha presented daily by All Parsha. And today we're going to be learning the first Aliyah in Parshas Vayera. That's Perek Yud Ches Pasuk Aleph, and the pasuk says, "Vayera Elav Hashem Be'Elonei Mamre," and Hashem appeared to him in the plains of Mamre. Vehu Yoshev Pesach Ha'El Chamayim, and he was sitting at the entrance of his tent at the heat of the day. This is obviously talking about Avram Avinu. Let's see Rashi here. Pasuk Aleph, Vayera Elav Levakar Sachayla. Hashem went to go visit the sick. Amar Rabbi Chaim Bar Chanina. He says, "Yom Shlishi L'Milasu Ha'El." This was the third day after Avram Avinu got a bris mila. Ubakar Shbaruchu V'Shal B'Shlemi. Hashem came to see how he was doing. Be'Elonei Mamre. Hu Shanasam Le'Etz Al Mila. Mamre, he was the one that gave him the eitz of the advice. He encouraged him to go through with the bris mila. That's why Hashem revealed himself to Avram Avinu in Mamre's chilek. Yoshev. So really, Yoshav Ksev, it's written Yoshav. It doesn't have a vav over there. And Yoshav means he sat down, implying he was standing and then he sat. Bikish Lamed, he wanted to stand because Akash Baruch was there. Amar Akash Baruch, Hashem told him, Shev v'ani amod, you sit and I'm going to stand. V'atasim l'vanecha, and you're going to be a sign for all of your children. I'm going to be there when there's Dayanim judging a case. I'm going to stand, says Hashem, and they're going to sit. Shenemar says, Olekim Nitzav Badas Kel, Hashem stands when there's a congregation, a gathering of judges. Pesach Ha'el, he was at the entrance of his tent. Why was he at the entrance? Why wasn't he inside his tent? Liros Imyesh Ayur Vashavich Nisim Besai. He wanted to see if there's people coming and going so that he could bring them into his house. Kechay Mayim was the heat of the day. Hoytek Osh Baruch Hu Chamim Artika, Hashem took the sun out of its pouch, Shaloy Latricha Ba'archim, so that he doesn't bother Avram Ravinu to serve Archim. He's not feeling well. And since Hashem saw that Avram Avinu was so pained that there wasn't any Archim, so therefore Hashem sent them Malachim and they looked like men. Let's go back to Chumash Pasuk Beis. And he lifted his eyes and he saw and there was three men standing near him. And he saw and he ran to greet him from the entrance of his tent and he bowed down to the ground. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Yud Beis. One of these Malachim came to give good news to Sarah that she's going to have a baby. And one of them came to turn over Sodom. And one of them came to heal Avram. And why is it we have to have three different malachim? That's because she'ein malach echad oisa shtei shlichos. One malach isn't able to carry out two missions. We have to have one mission per malach. Tedelcha, you should know, she can't call a parsha huma askirin v'lshayin rabim. We talk about them in the plural. Vayaychlu, vayaymru elov, and they ate and they said to him. Ubabasayronam, or however, when they were told that something's going to happen, it says vayaymer, and he said, shav ashav elech, I'm going to come back. And ubaficha sodom huaymer, and when it talks about the turning over sodom, it says, kiloi uchalas is dover l'bilti hafchi, I'm not able to do this, implying that we're only talking about one malach. Rafal Shripis Avram, and the malach Rafal, he healed Avram. Halach Misham Hatzos Light, he also went to go save Light. Who Shemar says, "Vahi Kaitzim Oysam Hachutza Vayemer Himalat Anavshecha." Lamata, this teaches you, Shal Echad Hayamatzel, only one malach did the saving. So we see one malach is able to do one mission at a time, not multiple missions. Nitzavim Olav, what does that mean? They were standing over him. Lafanav, they were standing in front of him. Go to the next Rashi, Vayar. Rashi asks, "Ma'o Vayar Vayar Beis Pa'amim?" Why does the pasuk repeat Vayar twice? So we say Harishan Kimashmoy, the first one is a simple understanding that he saw the Hashen L'Shen Havana, and the second one is that he understood that something was going on. He saw that they were standing in one place and they weren't moving. And he realized that they didn't want to bother him. And even though they knew that he was going to come to greet them, they stood in their place in order to honor him. They want to show him they didn't want to bother him. And he got up and he ran to greet them. Back to Chumash Pasuk Gimel. And he said, please, if I find favor in your eyes, please don't pass from your servant, meaning stay here. Please have a little bit of water taken to you, and wash your feet, and relax, rest under the tree. I'm going to take a little bit of bread, so you may satisfy your hearts. Afterwards, you can go. That's the reason why you passed by your servant. And they said, so you could do as you spoke. Let's see Rashi over your pasuk Gimel. It seems to be that he was speaking to the greatest one of the group. Across him, Kulam Adainim, he called them all masters, while Gadol Omar, and he said, Al Nasavar, please do not pass by. Vikimut Shlo Yavar Hu, since the greatest one, that seems to be the leader of the group, if he's not going to leave, Yamdu Chaveir of Imos, and his friends are going to be with him. And now, Balashan Azeh, with this understanding of the word Adainai, Hu Chol, this is mundane. He's just speaking to the Malachim, calling them masters. Davarach, another way of understanding this word of Aleph Dal Nun Yud Kaideshu, is actually Hashem's name. Vayomel Kosh Baruch Hu, he was speaking to Hashem, Lahamtin Lai, he was asking him to wait for him, Adjarz Vyachnas Archim, until he can run and bring these archim inside. And Rav Avi Shikas of Achar Yatz across him, even though it says this lashon after it says that he ran to greet them, Ha'amir Kaim L'chein Ha'isa, really him asking Hashem to wait for him happened before he ran. V'dar Cham across the Abrakein, and Pesukim will speak like this a little bit out of order. And Pasuk Dalad in Rashi, Yukach Nomat Maim, what does that mean? Let it be brought to you. Ha'ideh Shliach, that means I'm going to send someone with some water for you. And Makash Baruch Hu Shilim L'ban Va'ideh Shliach, and because of this Hashem, he had something given to his children through a Shliach. Shemar says in the Pasuk, Vayar Moshe Es Yada Vayachas Asela. V'rachatzu raglechem, and wash your feet. Why is he telling them to wash their feet? Why specifically their feet? Kosover shem arvim. He thought that they were Arabs. Shem shtachim lavak regleim, that they bow down to the dust of their feet. V'hikbet shloi lahachas avodas liyum lebeisai, and he was makbid not to bring any avodas zara into his house. Avolait shloi hikbid, but light, he was not makbid. Hiktim lino l'rchitza, he first said that you should come and sleep, and then he said you should wash. Shenemar it says, v'linu v'rachatzu raglechem, light invited the malachim inside, and he said, you know, sleep, and then you can wash your feet. Tachas ha'etz, that means tachas ha'ilon, under the tree. Pasuk hein rashi, v'sadu libchem, and you shall satisfy your heart with this bread. But Tayor b'Nevi'im k'suvim matzinu depita sad to liba, we find throughout Tanakh that bread is something that satisfies a person's heart. But Tayor it says, v'sadu libchem, by Nevi'im it says, sa'ad libcha pas lechem, and by k'suvim it says, v'lechem levav enesh yesod. Amar Rebbe Chama, he says, levavchem ain't k'sivkan, it doesn't say levavchem with two bases, el libchem, it says your heart. Magach ain't yetzahar, shalat malachim, we learn from here that there's no yetzahar in malachim, they only have one heart, not two hearts. Achar tavayru, what does that mean? Alkein telchu, afterwards you can go. I'm asking this from you. If you came by anyway to honor me, so stick around a little bit, and after you eat, then you can go. Back to Chumash Pasuk Vav. Avraham hurry to the tent to Sarah. And he said, Mahari, hurry, shlosh se'im kemach soiles, take three saw of kemach soiles, lushi vasi ugas, knead it and make it into cakes. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Vav. Kemach soiles, soiles l'ugas. Soiles means very fine flour, that's for the cakes. Kemach, what about the coarse flour? What's that for? La'milan shel tabachim, that's for cook's dough. L'chasis zekteira, they would make some sort of dough, they would cover the pot with it, l'sheves hazuama, in order to absorb all the zuama, and therefore that would make sure that the dish was very tasty. So he wanted the coarse flour for one thing, and the fine flour for the bread for their cakes. Back to Chumash Pasuk Zayin, v'el ha'bakar ratz Avram, Avram ran to the cattle. V'yikach ben bakar rach v'toiv, he took a ben bakar, meaning young cattle, it was soft and it was good. V'yitein al hanar, and he gave it to the lad, v'yimaher la'soy soy soy, and he hurried to prepare it. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Zayin, ben bakar rach v'toiv, gimel parm hayu, he actually took three cows, that's kidei l'achilon gimel l'shenis b'chardlon, or to give them three tongues and mustard, that's a delicacy. El hanar, z'yishmol, is referring to Yishmol, l'chanchu b'mitzvahs, he wanted to mechanech him, he wanted to train him in mitzvahs, so he had him do it. Back to Chumash Pasuk Ches, v'yikachem v'chol, he took butter and milk, uben ha'bakar asher asa, and this young cattle that he made, v'yitein lefneim, and he placed it in front of them, v'hu ha'imen aleim, and he stood about them, tachas ha'etz v'yichelu, underneath the tree, and they ate. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Ches, v'yikachem v'lechem lehevi, he didn't bring the bread, it doesn't say anything about the bread. Why not? L'fisha peres sarah nida, that's because sarah became a nida suddenly. V'shachazur la'ar chanashim, because the way of women came back to her, aiso hayom, that day, v'nitmes isa, so the dough that she was preparing became tamay, so they couldn't have bread. Chema, what is chema? What's butter? Shuman hachalav, that's the fat of the milk, shakal tmei alpanav, that you take from on top. That's what you skim off the top. Uben abakar asher asa, asher tikin, meaning that he prepared. Kama kam shetikin amti v'asi kamayu, as he was preparing it, he was bringing it to them. Vayechelu, and they ate. Niru kama sha'achlu, they made it as if they were eating. They didn't actually eat. They're malachim. Mekan shlo yishana adam haminig, this teaches that a person shouldn't change from the custom. And even though they were malachim and they're not really able to eat, they pretended like they were eating because that's a normal thing that humans do. They eat. And back to Chumash Pasuk Tes, Vayomer Elav, and they said to him, Ayesarai Shtecha, where's Sarah your wife? Vayomer, he said, Hineba Oil, she's in the tent. Let's see Rashi over your Pasuk Tes. Vayomer Elav, and they said to him, so if you noticed, Nakud al Aleph Yud Vav Shebe Elav, there's actually dots on top of the letter Aleph, Yud, and Vav of the words Elav. And what does this teach us? Vitanya Reb Shimon ben Elazar Omer, he says, Kol Makom Shaksav Rav Anakuda, anytime the undotted letters are more than the dotted letters, Atadar Shaksav, so then you darshan the undotted letters. But Vakan Anakuda Rav Alksav, over here, there's more dotted letters than undotted letters in the word. Atadar Shanakuda, so we have to darshan the dotted letters. Sha'aflasar Shalu, that means that even asked Sarah, Ayoy Avraham, where's Avram? Labanu, we learn from here, She'ishal Adamachsan Yishloy, a person should always inquire of his hosts. Le'ish Alaisha, Ula'isha Alha'ish, he should always inquire of the man how the woman's doing, and inquire of the wife how the man's doing. Now, Bab Metzia, I remember Mesechus Bab Metzia, it says, Yadim Hayum Al Chashar, Sarah Imenu Hechan Haisa. Obviously, these Malachim knew where Sarah was. Ela Lo Hidesh, it's Nuah Haisa Kedel Chabba Abaila. They wanted to impress upon Avram how much of a Tsunua, how modest she was, and they wanted to make her beloved to him, and that's why they asked, where is Sarah? And Omar Biesi Brachanino, he says, why is it they asked where Sarah was? Kedel Shagar La Kaishal Bracha, in order to send her the Kaishal Bracha. Hineba Eihel, she's in the tent. Avram said, Tsunua, she's modest, and that's why she's in the tent. She's not out here with us. Back to Chumash Pasuk Yod. Vayomer, he said, this is the Malach that came to tell Sarah that she's going to have a baby. Shav Ashav Elecha Ko'es Chaya. I will surely return to you at this time, and then there's going to be life. V'hinei Ben Sarah Ishtecha, meaning your wife Sarah is going to have a son. V'sarah Shemaz Pesach Ha'el V'hu Achrav. And Sarah heard this at the entrance to the tent, which was behind him. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Yod. Ko'es Chaya. Ko'es Hazois L'shan Haba. At this time, next year. U'Pesach Chaya, and it was actually Pesach when they came to him. U'Pesach Haba, Ne'od Yitzchak. Yitzchak was born the next Pesach. Medloi Karinon Ke'es Ela Ka'es. We don't read it as Ke'es, we read it as Ka'es. The word Ke'es means at a time in an unspecified time, but ka'es means at this time. Ka'es chaya, what does that mean? At this time, there's going to be life. Ka'es hazois, like this time, shetei chaya lochem, which will be living for you. Shetiu kuchem shleim v'kayamim, all of you are going to be alive and sound. You're going to be good and whole and healthy. Shoyv ashuv, I shall surely return. Le'ibisoy ha'malch shi'ashuv elav. The malch wasn't telling him that he was going to come back. El b'shlichus ha'shel makam amar lo. He was just giving him a message from Hashem. Kamoi v'yomer lo malch Hashem harba arba. V'hu ein b'yadil harbas. He's not able to do anything. The malch doesn't have the power. El b'shlichus ha'shel makam. That means he's just coming. He's a messenger of Hashem. Afkan b'shlichus ha'shel makam amar lo kain. And v'hu acharav. What does that mean? It was behind him. Ha'pesach chayo achar malch. The opening of the tent was behind the malch, and Sarah heard this from the entrance of the tent. Back to Chumash Pasuk Yud Aleph. V'avram v'sarah zakenim. Avram and Sarah were old. Ba'im bayamim, coming along in days. Chadal liyos l'sarah erchanoshim. It already ceased to Sarah the way of women. Let's see Rashi over here. Pasuk Yud Aleph. Chadal liyos pasak mimen. It already stopped. Erchanoshim erchnidos, meaning her menstrual cycle already stopped. Back to Chumash Pasuk Yud Beis. Vatitzchak Sarah b'kir b'lemar. Sarah laughed inside, saying, meaning she laughed to herself. Acharei b'loisi haisli edna. After I've already shriveled, am I going to become youthful again? Vaydeni zaken, and my master, meaning my husband, is old. Let's see Rashi over here. Pasuk Yud Beis. B'kir ba, inside, mistakels me'ah. That means she looked at herself. Va'amr, she said, after akravim halol to unim vlad, is it possible that these insides are going to have a child? Hashatayim halol, these breasts, shetsamku, that have already shriveled, maishchen chalav, they're going to be able to produce milk? Edna, what does this mean? Tzich tzuach basar, smooth, clear skin. Well, shine Mishnah, and when the Mishnah says this word, meser es haseir, that means a removal of the skin, uma'adin es habasar, and smoothing of the flesh. Tavar achar, l'shine idan, this means zman vesas nidos, her menstrual cycle. Back to Chumash Pasuk Yud Gimel, vayir Hashem al Avram, Hashem said to Avraham, Lama zet tzachak hasar lemer, why is it Sarah laughed, saying, Ha'afu name laid, v'haniza kanti? Is it true that I'm going to give birth? I'm already old. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Yud Gimel. Ha'afu nam, hagam emesay laid. Is it really true I'm going to give birth? V'haniza kanti, and I'm old. So Rashi tells us, Shina ha'kaz of bnei ha'shalom. The Pasuk changed because of peace. Shaharei amra v'adei nizakin. She really said, my husband is old. But when Hashem asked Avram why she laughed, Hashem said that she laughed and said that I'm old, not that Avram's old, because he wanted to create a peaceful atmosphere. He didn't want Avram to get upset, saying, what do you mean? I'm old. You're also old. Let's go back to Chumash Pasuk Yud Aleph. Hashem continued telling Avram, Ha'ipalim Hashem Dover, is there anything beyond Hashem? Lamoyedo Shovei Lecho Ka'es Chayal L'Sarah Bein. At this time, I'm going to come back to you, and Sarah's going to have a son. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Yud Aleph. Ha'ipalim Kitarguma Ha'iskasi V'chi Shum Dover Muflo U'mufred U'mechusa Mimeni Milasis Kirtzaini. Is there anything which is too wondrous or detached or covered for me that I'm not able to do it? Lamoyed La'ose Meid Ha'miyut Shekavati L'cho Esmel. This time that I set for you yesterday, Lamoyed Hazeb Hashana Acheres. At that time, the next year, I'm going to come back and you're going to have a child. We're going to stop here for the day. Pick up with the second Aliyah tomorrow. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.